Good morning. Yeah, surprise. 7:53 a.m. Friday, April the 14th, 2023. An overcast, cold, and dreary morning here on Front Range in Greeley, Colorado. I'm going to stick this in my pocket. Which pocket? I'm going to stick it in this pocket so that I can put my hands, my freezing little fingers, in the other pockets. There we go. All right. We're settled. Yeah. About today. So yesterday about, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, I got the call from the hospital for my surgical confirmation and prep instructions, etc., which was pretty much what I expected them to be. It's snowing. Good morning. Long time no see. I was going to say, long time no see. How you been?
Very good. How about yourself?
You know, one day at a time.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good day.
You too. It's snowing. That was high school sports t-shirt guy, bundled up in his his plastic wrap. I'm wearing mine too, big beanie on his head. I haven't seen him in a while. Well, of course I haven't seen anybody in a while because I haven't been out. Anyway, I got the call, everything was fine. 6 o'clock last night, I got a phone call. Yeah, this is the hospital. Can we change your date and time? And I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. When, where, what, how? So first they wanted me to go to a different hospital. I'm like, no. I've waited this long, I can wait however long it's going to take. I'm figuring they're going to go into May or maybe June before they get around to it. It's next week. They got me in on Tuesday. 8:30 check-in instead of 7:30 check-in, which is a little bit easier on my driver. It's it's only like 10 minutes away. So we don't have to leave at dawn. It's snowing. They said it was going to be snow and rain this morning. So I figured I better get out and walk. I got my breakfast. I got up a little early. I woke up a little early. I just wasn't intentional. It just happened. And got my journal underway, took care of that, got the morning maintenance routine taken care of, wrote the haiku. I thought, well, you know, it's not raining yet. It's not raining now. Why don't I just put my shoes on and get out and see how far I can get before it does? Which is why I wore my raincoat, because I figured, well, oh, you know, it's 40 degrees, it's gonna rain. I kind of wish I'd worn my parka, or at least brought my gloves, because my hands are cold. My hands are really cold. Of course, my hands are always cold, so I don't know. Excuse me. Oh. Try to stand up straight. It's snowing pretty good. I first saw a couple of flakes drift by the bill of my cap, and now it's picking up pretty well. It's still like just, you know, basically spitting snow, but after 84 degrees, it's a little shocking. It's supposed to be nasty today. It's supposed to rain snow. I think it's supposed to extend till tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what tomorrow looks like. Can't get ahead of myself too much. So, yeah, yesterday I got school days back. Not school days, school's out back. And went through Karen's changes. There were not that many. There were a couple of things that I did wrong. Consistently. One of which was, after about halfway through the book, I started spelling one of the characters' names wrong. And it's Kevin. And it's an Irish Gaelic name. So it has a lot of weird vowels and consonants and strange collections, and I got them screwed up. But I was consistently screwing them up for the last, for the last 50,000 words. It was an easy fix. But there are a couple of those little things. It's just like words I use over and over again, like the academy or the annex or whatever. So yeah, we got that straightened out. I went through and reconciled her changes, and made those changes in working class, so I can send that off to her today, so she'll have it when a slot opens up. So I'll send that to her today. I finished paying for school's out, and I'm gonna have some expenses this year, but I'm good with that. These are the expenses I want to have. These are legit business expenses, and I'm good with it. Also spent way too much time yesterday investigating. Good morning, school bus. Investigating sourdough. Now, I made sourdough bread regularly back when I first moved here. And I really liked it. I can't say that everybody in my household liked it. They weren't too pleased with the flavor got a little bit in the way. They were expecting yeast bread and they got sourdough bread. But it doesn't have to be sour. I've learned why it's sour, and I've learned how to make it more sour, and I've learned how to make it less sour. And I've learned how to make the starter and how to feed it. And so, yeah, I'm going to try putting together a starter. I'm going to use rye flour, whole grain rye flour. I need to get just a little bit of it. I only need like a few hundred grams. I don't need 5 pounds, but I'll probably have to buy more than I want. Failing that, I'll use whole wheat flour. But looking at all of these different bread recipes and spending an awful lot of time looking at how different people approach the same problem of how do you make bread. So an interesting video on what the effect of salt is and what no salt looks like versus what the right proportion, which turns out to be around 2%, of salt looks like versus what way too much salt looks like. And it's really ugly. 10% salt, that's a lot of salt. But 10% salt makes the loaf flat and dense, and it didn't look good. So So I'll make some changes to my spreadsheet. Yeah, I have spreadsheets. I built a spreadsheet to track the percentages, the ratios I wanted, so that I can double or halve the recipe easily and then know how much of everything else has to go in it. I'm gonna make some today. I'm gonna make a loaf today, and we'll see how that loaf turns out. I also learned what oil does. Oil is an interesting addition. Coming up on a Get Ready, Sit With Me monk post. Well, oil, any kind of fat. Butter is quite frequently used. A lot of them use really neutral oils. I like using extra virgin olive oil. Yeah, it has a flavor, but a couple of tablespoons of olive oil doesn't really add a whole lot of flavor to this great, huge pile of flour. It just doesn't. So yeah, I'm not sure it matters. But the olive oil adds a little bit of calorie to it. It adds a little bit of fat to it. And it gives a finer grain texture to the bread, which is something that I want. So it's something that I'm going to be looking into once I get the flavor, once I get the basic recipe down, then I'll look at making variations of it. There's one interesting one that uses an egg. There's another one that uses milk. There was one lady who really liked using buttermilk or even yogurt, which takes me back to my yogurt making days and wondering, I stopped eating yogurt because it was too sticky. It stuck to my mouth too much. It wasn't pleasant to eat it when I had to wash it down with water. And I still might have to wash it down with water, but I have a little bit more saliva. And in fact, I have enough that I haven't had to have a drink this whole time so far. It's kind of a grubby morning, I gotta say it. I'm just looking up here. It's not the little snow squall seems to have gone by. Oh, look at all the bird poop. There's been apparently an infestation of sparrows or something. Lots of little white bird spats all over the place. So yeah, I'm gonna get back into. I started working on Hard Knocks yesterday. I got a good ways into it. The techniques I was using to clean up schools out seems to hold pretty well for Hard Knocks. Schools out, working class. Book two. Translate well into book three. There. So, with any luck, I'll have book three done here pretty soon. And then I can go on and start working on Wizard's Cat. The other thing I have to do today is prep my newsletter for release at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. or sometime for early tomorrow morning on the 15th, so that I update the people who are subscribed to the newsletter. Lots of stuff happening. I still don't have cover art, but even when when I get done with Hard Knocks, I'll be able to work on formatting and get the formatting ready. So that when I get the cover art in, I'll be able to just slap the covers on it and push them out. I'll also probably do something rash, like send a copy of it to Podium so that they can slot it into their production schedule for the audio work. Now, I have a suspicion they're going to hold me up on the cover art until they get the audio done, which would kind of peeve me a bit. But they're really interested in getting the Wizard's Cat, and so anything they can do to get me moving on Wizard's Cat is probably something that they're going to do. They really see the Wizard's Cat as being kind of a breakout work, and it really has been. It's not my biggest seller. The biggest seller is still Quarter Share. Quarter Share is the oldest, so it's been out there longest. It's not too surprising. That's a black-looking cloud off to the south. Oh, Lord, and I just stepped out into the wind. Yeah, I got spoiled by walking in the neighborhood and having the wind break all around me. Gross. So yeah, the work is coming together. I'm coming together. I'm still working at getting stronger. I spent a little time yesterday working on my house and in Arc, my new house in Arc, moving things from one side of the map to the other so that it's closer to where I do most of the work. I still need to run a bunch of missions. I still need to find the tech strider that I want. And it'll be a while, I suspect. I've been looking and killing out the bad ones. And I think what I need to do is like go on a rampage and kill everything. Make room on the map for the striders to respawn. I'm looking for a harvester. I don't have much need for an offensive strider. Those really play more in PvP, and I'm not playing PvP. Gotta fix my back gate. The latch has bent out of shape. I suspect what happened was that it got free in the wind and then banged and bent. So the latch pin is bent just enough so that I can't get the gate to latch closed. Somewhere I've got a pipe wrench. It's got a long handle on it. I should be able to use that to bend it back close enough to get it to latch again. I'll have to try to do that today too. At any rate, here I am. I'm coming up on it. Speaking of the back gate, the point where I say, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.